Worldview Radio and WVW-TV is made possible because of listeners like you. Thank you so much for your tax-deductible contribution that you can make at WVWFoundation.com. That's WVWFoundation.com or by calling 901-825-0652. That's 901-825-0652. You can also send your tax-deductible contribution via check to WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. That's again, WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. Thank you for helping make possible Worldview Radio and WVW-TV broadcasts.
Brannon House Live. Whether the issue is law, science, economics, history, family, social issues, education, religion, government, or national security, Brannon brings the issues of the day into clear focus through the lens of a Judeo-Christian worldview. And now, here is your host, Brannon House.
Good evening. Welcome to the broadcast. Glad you are with us. Joining me tonight is going to be Trevor Loudon, Annie Cyrus, and Sharona Bishop. Those three join me tonight. Who knows? Maybe we'll open the phone lines up tonight. We'll see how time goes. I've been meaning to do that all week. I haven't done that with you guys in weeks and weeks here on the television side. Do that pretty much every day on the radio side, but we'll see how the time goes. We're going to be joined first by Trevor Loudon. Many of you know who Trevor is. He's the author of several books. White House Reds was one of them. Looking at many of the folks that were running on the Democrat Party that were basically Reds, communists. Joe Biden was put into office as a U.S. senator, as a young man, by the Council for a Livable World, a communist front group. So we'll talk to him about what he's thinking about what's happening to America. Venezuela, apparently they're opening up their prisons and sending their most, some of their most violent folks our direction. We've got Taiwan. Well, Taiwan could be subject to a shutdown in that nothing could get out, and that means no computer chips coming out. You know what a big deal that is? By the way, stay on that wide shot. You guys see who's... What are you bringing me? She's bringing me a tennis ball. We're on the air now. We're now on the air, okay? It's not time to play with the tennis ball. Is it? Hey, Logan, look it up. I think this is... Is this Dog Week? I think this is National Dog Week. You have to look it up. See if... Tell me if that is. I think I heard today this is National Dog Week. If that's the case, then I guess we can get away with... It is. National Dog Week. The 20th through the 27th. Well, I guess... Come here, Delta. I guess we can get a... I guess we can get away with you doing that. Let me pull the screen down. No, come back up. You can come back up. Come on. I guess we can get away with you doing this since it's National Dog Week. There you go. Just don't knock the cameras over. All right. It's kind of sad when you look over and my pillow pet bed is empty, right? It happened yesterday because someone took her out to play with her. And I kept seeing that wide shot thinking, where's my dog? Where's my dog? So anyway. All right, Delta, you're going to have to settle down. Trevor Loudon's coming around. All right. Let's get right to it. Trevor, welcome to the broadcast. Thanks for joining us.
Always a pleasure, Brandon. How you doing?
I'm good. That's a nice set you got there.
It's a lot better. It's real, too.
It's real. It's not a green screen.
No. There's real. I actually read books sometimes, Brandon.
I read books a lot, particularly when you write them.
I know you do.
Particularly when you write them, as I said. Now, speaking of books, you got one coming out soon. Did you get the graphic of his new book, Logan? Check your email. Did you send it? You did send it to Logan, right, Trevor?
Yeah, I sent it to you.
Oh, you sent it to me. Well, I guess he sent it to me, and I can send it on to you. Tell me about your new book before I get into some of these other issues. Tell me about your new book. When's it coming out?
Well, it's a two-part book. It's called Security Risk Senators.
Whoa.
Part one.
Really?
Yeah, part one profiles 15 U.S. senators, their ties to communism, to Iran, to the Chinese, to radical groups in the United States. And the second book will also profile 15 U.S. senators. And we're talking some of the most senior people in the House, you know, chairs of committees, that sort of thing.
Look at that. That's a great cover. That's an awesome cover. Yep. Security risk senators. Part one.
People can pre-order that on trevorlouden.com.
When will it be out?
It's coming out in a few days. Well, in a few days. It's just going through the final stages right now, and we'll have it available. And the second one will come out not too far, pretty soon after that. But
who are the senators you talk about in part one?
Well, Arizona, Kirsten Sinema and Mark Kelly. You know, Mark Kelly, the man who used to advertise Chinese products from outer space when he was an astronaut. There's a lot more than that. Colorado's Mark Hickenlooper, both senators from Connecticut. Chris Murphy, his extreme communist background. He was the one who's leading the charge against Trump for his Russia collusion when he had a Communist Party member on his staff at the same time. Let's see, Georgia, both the senators from Georgia, Raphael Warnock, Mr. Ossoff, John Ossoff. Ossoff, the minute he got elected, he recommended a man to be Daniel Blackman to be head of the EPA in six states. That man worked on his campaign and is a card-carrying member of Democratic Socialists of America.
Wow.
Now controlling the EPA and all of the Southeast.
Wow.
So we go right through. Obviously, both senators from Massachusetts. People will be shocked at how deeply these senators, even so-called moderates, are actually heavily in bed with the left.
So it's going to be a lot like your White House Reds book, except for it's a whole new group of people.
Yeah, some of the profiles are 60 pages long. Raphael Warnock has been embedded in the communist movement since his teens, deeply embedded. Kirsten Sinema, I think, will shock people just how deeply she's embedded with the communist movement, though she tries to portray herself as even a moderate or conservative Democrat. But these are very extensive profiles. You know, many of them are 30, 40, 50 pages long on each individual with lots of graphics, lots of annotations. There's just about as many citations in the book as there is book. You know, so
that's amazing.
Pretty extensive.
I want to get you in the studio and do a whole day of TV interviews with you when you're ready.
Yep. Well, that should be able to do that pretty soon.
Good. All right. Let me ask you this. Do you think you're on the radar of the FBI?
Well, I'd be disappointed if I wasn't. You know?
That's a good answer.
You'd think, wouldn't you?
Huh?
I do my best. So, look, what I'm doing is lawful. I'm documenting history here. I'm documenting the subversion of key United States institutions. And unfortunately, the FBI, which was had a very proud history, was once a very efficient organization for protecting America, is now being weaponized against patriots. So if it's coming after me, if I'm on their radar, I'll wear that with a badge of pride. You know, I never break laws. I never advocate violence. I don't believe in violence.
Right.
But I believe in exposing communists, which is what the FBI used to do for most of its existence until it became co-opted by the communists.
That's right. I included a little speech. Logan, can you find that little speech, that little clip by J. Edgar Hoover? It's right after David Baldwin, the retired FBI agent David Baldwin. And then there's the clip by J. Edgar Hoover and Brainwashed America Part 2. Can you find that real quick, Logan? Not to put you on the spot. Have you had a chance to see any of Brainwashed America Part 2, Trevor?
No, I haven't yet. I've been traveling up until today.
No, I know you're busy. I included a speech by J. Edgar Hoover. It's just a portion of a speech. J. Edgar Hoover, the FBI founder, talking about communism. And it's just stunning to listen to him talk about communism as the FBI director and realize now that the communists are using the FBI as their hammer.
Look, J. Edgar Hoover was a hero. Right, he was deporting communists from this country in the 1920s. There was almost a communist revolution in this country in 1921, 1922. They had bombings, they had strikes, and they had to deport 6,000 foreign communists back to Russia and Eastern Europe. And J. Edgar Hoover played a big role in that. J. Edgar Hoover is an American hero, but his name has been blackened. You will say, well, he was a cross-dresser, he was a homosexual. This is all communist propaganda.
Yes.
The man kept America safe, so his name had to be blackened, just like they blackened McCarthy, just like they blackened Reagan, just like they blackened Trump.
And John Wayne.
Anybody stands against communism gets their name blackened. If you're not, you know, it's a badge of honor. And J. Edgar Hoover was a fine, fine patriot who kept this country safe for a career spanning 50 years.
And I know agents, I've talked to agents who retired now that served under him. And they're like, this guy was not a cross-dresser. They don't bother to tell you about some of the very, very attractive women out of Hollywood that he dated and was seen with.
No, look, exactly, you know, but anything to blacken someone's name. If you're a hero, you'll get your name blackened. If you're a villain, you become lionized. You know, like someone like Nelson Mandela in South Africa, who was a terrorist, who bombed railway stations, was the Central Committee member of the South African Communist Party, but now is regarded as a saint in the world, you know. The bad guys get beatified and the good guys get demonized.
Absolutely.
That's how it works in the revolution.
Absolutely. Logan found that little clip. Let's roll that. This is just a little clip. I mean, this is a very lengthy speech, but just a little clip to give a little flavor for what kind of FBI director we used to have. Watch this, folks.
The forces of communism pervert our Bill of Rights. They hide behind a protective cloak of constitutional privilege while acting to destroy our freedoms. The basic answer to communism is moral. The forces of communism pervert our Bill of Rights. They hide behind a protective cloak of constitutional privilege while acting to destroy our freedoms. The basic answer to communism is moral. The fight is economic, political, social, psychological, diplomatic, and strategic. But above all, it is spiritual. It is a battle of ideas, of diametrically opposed concepts of man. When our forefathers came to these shores, they came to develop a new political principle, foreign to the lands whence they came. Here men were to be superior to governments. That is why there can be no compromise with the communists. They are at war with the entire cause of freedom.
I was on the SWAT team.
All right, we'll stop right there. That's in my documentary, Brainwashed America Part 2 at WVWTV.com. But that's a great speech, isn't it?
Yeah, it does. Doesn't it stir your soul, Brandon?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, that's a man who got it, and he was in charge of the national security, and he did a fine job. And now the man is blackened and laughed at and ridiculed. You know, it just shows how deeply we've accepted this communist propaganda. I had a friend who was an FBI guy, and he said he was monitoring the Northern California Communist Party in the 60s. He said the Northern California Communist Party had five leaders. Three of them were FBI informants. They had the communists under control. Well, now the communists have the FBI under control, unfortunately.
Indeed they do. I want to go to worldviewreport.com and get your take on a few things. Here's one I want to get your take on. Venezuela empties prisons, sends violent criminals to U.S. border, says DHS report. We add that to the fact that Iran has now purchased 2.5 million acres of land in Venezuela and is supposedly running exercises there. I mean, the strong connection between Venezuela and Iran is very, very, very troubling. But let's just start with this one right here. Venezuela emptying their prisons and sending their violent folks here. This, again, is China, Russia, Iran, et cetera. They're all trying to destabilize our country, are they not?
Well, look in the early 80s, from Cuba, they had what they call a Mariela boat lift. And Castro was under huge pressure to release people. So he allowed a whole bunch of people to leave Cuba. But he emptied his mental hospitals. He emptied his prisons. You know, the famous movie Scarface about Tony Montana, you know, the criminal who built a drug empire in the Cuban criminal who built a drug empire in Miami was based on the Mariel boat lift. They sent hundreds, thousands of their criminals and mental patients to America. They get rid of a problem. They cause chaos in their enemy's ranks. It's perfect. Well, that's exactly what Venezuela is doing today. You know, we had all these Americans saying, oh, we shouldn't be aiming for regime change in Venezuela. You know, that's interfering in a sovereign country. Venezuela is at war with this nation. This is an act of war that they're doing here. Venezuela is a communist country. Communist countries only survive by expanding and taking over free countries. Absolutely, we should be aiming for regime change in Venezuela and Cuba and every other communist country, because if we don't, they will destroy us.
Here's another article talking about destroying us. Air Force Academy promotes fellowship that bans cisgender men. This program isn't for you. Eligible applicants must be cisgender women, transgender women, non-binary, bigender, two-spirit, dimigender, whatever that is, gender fluid or gender queer. Isn't this interesting? I mean, you talk about the cultural Marxists penetrating all the powerful institutions, you know, the long march through the institutions. Here they are, you know, they're going to destroy our military. China and Russia are just going to be able to walk in and take over because we won't have any military.
Well, what are we going to do? Look, we'll have the best mascara. You know, we'll have great makeup. But they'll have the guns. They'll have the guys who are willing to fight. This is serious stuff, because all of those things, that's all Marxism. You know, what we see, the cult, the gender fluidity, that came out of groups like Freedom Road. This is Maoist communism. The old communists used class to destroy a country. Now they use gender. Now they use race. But it's all the same principle. It's all equally divisive. But our military, you know, they do this to our military while Russia and China are getting ready for war. You know, this is existential stuff we're talking about. This is funny, but it's tragic at the same time, because how many young, good Southern Christian guys who are the backbone of the U.S. military are thinking, do I really want to serve in this woke military?
Exactly.
Maybe I'll just stay home and work on the farm. So our military is being damaged in all sorts of ways by this. This is classic Marxist subversion aimed at weakening our most, you know, our such an important institution. And it's all about weakening this country so our enemies can take us down.
There's a report today, or the other day, I want to go to it here, at worldviewreport.com. Here we go. It's where a commander, I think it was, a military officer, was talking about the fact that if China wants to do a blockade then around Taiwan, then they could certainly do it, that they could stop our chips, stop the chips. Here we go. Here it is. U.S. Navy commander says China capable of blockading Taiwan. And then I went and I pulled an old report that's not very old, but I pulled an old report and did a flashback over at worldviewreport.com on what it would take to bring us down. Here we go. Flashback. If China controls chip manufacturing, it will control the world. This is back in November of 2021. If Americans think shortages of cars due to chip supplies issues is bad, then consider what it would be, what it would mean if the U.S. military were deprived of the advanced chips required for its arsenal of war equipment. It's a real possibility, as the world's largest and most advanced semiconductor manufacturers sit precariously approximately 100 miles off the coast of communist China on island of Taiwan. In total, Taiwanese companies supply 63% of global semiconductors, compared with 12% of U.S. manufacturers. Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company alone provides over half of the world's made-to-order chips and an estimated 90% of advanced processors. So there you go. It goes on to talk about what would happen to our country. I mean, you talk about the ability to keep your water treatment systems, your computer systems, all the things, the manufacturing and then just the maintaining of infrastructure. And here is a perfect example, I think, of the 1999 book by the two Chinese communist colonels, Unrestricted Warfare. Here's a great way of the new way of warfare, non-kinetic, non-bombs, the new way of warfare, right?
Yeah, exactly. They can blockade Taiwan, put ships around Taiwan. America won't do anything about that, most likely, under Biden. Therefore, we get starved of computer chips. Our industries start to shut down. Our economy starts to collapse. We go into a free fall. The military starts to collapse. What have they done? They haven't fired a shot, and they can basically bring us to our knees. This is, people need to realize the seriousness of this, and realize the seriousness of not getting involved in elections, because this would not be happening if we had a patriotic president in office.
Indeed.
This would have been dealt with a long way. We would have been making our own chips, and B, we would be defending Taiwan, and C, China wouldn't dare to come near us because our military would be way stronger than it is. But all the ducks are coming into a row for China and Russia right now.
Well, let's talk about Russia. Let's talk about Russia. Putin's incredibly dangerous nuclear threats raise the risk of an unprecedented disaster. That's an article coming off even CNBC. And then we have another headline. I'll go back to it. It is Russia State TV tells viewers nuclear war is likely. Everyone dies. Is he just bluffing? Is Putin just bluffing?
No, he's not at all. But this is the thing. Russia believes that they can have a nuclear war and they will win, and not all of them will die, because they have a huge proportion of the Russian population protected by bomb shelters. When's the last time you walked into a bomb shelter in America, Brandon? You see a bomb shelter in your local subway? Do you see a bomb shelter anywhere? Russians have them all over the place.
And you are in my documentary, Siege, that came out in December 2019, talking about this.
Yeah, the Russians have been getting ready to destroy the United States since they became communists. It's never stopped. The only thing that's changed is after this collapse of the Soviet Union, we thought the problem had gone away, so we stopped doing anything about it. And we focused on Islam, which was the big threat at the time. Well, meanwhile, Russia and China have been building up their military. They've been sabotaging our industry, buying up our politicians and businessmen and entrepreneurs and scientists. And they aim to turn the tables on the United States, to change the whole world balance of power. And they're on the verge of doing that. And we have a president in the White House who works for them. You know, that's a pretty rough situation. Do you see how important the upcoming elections are, Brandon?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's so frustrating when you realize what you just said. And it's true. This president, so-called, works for the CCP. I had Rudy Giuliani on a few weeks ago. He kept talking about the $31 million that went from the CCP to the Bidens. You know that to be true, right, from all the reports you've read?
Yeah, I think that's a low estimate.
Wow. And we know all that this family's up to, the criminal behavior and activity, the criminal behavior of John Brennan at the CIA, the criminal behavior of James Comey at the FBI. Colonel John Mills comes on this show every week. Was at the DOD when he got the phone call when Trump was president-elect and asked to help stand up a team to look at stopping or delaying Trump from being sworn in because he was a Russian asset. And Colonel John Mills said, there's no evidence of that after reading the report. So you have a FBI, and he was told stand down, that the FBI director and the CIA director have hands on the keyboard writing the background for this. So you have a CIA director and FBI director trying to stop and be involved in an insurrection. But yet, who are the insurrectionists? I mean, this psychological projection. This is just ridiculous, the way they want to say we're white supremacists, we're insurrections, we're domestic terrorists, we're a threat to democracy, as Biden was saying the other day. We're clear and present danger. Everything they're saying about us is a lie, but it's certainly true about them.
Well, that's right. But this is Lenin. This is Alinsky. You know, blame others, accuse others of what you're doing yourself. Now, this is our fault, you know, Brandon, because for years we've been calling these people liberals and progressives, while I call us white supremacists and Nazis and racists. Well, if they're going to lie about us, at least we should tell the truth about them. Let's call them for what they are. These people are communists and socialists and totalitarians. This is who is running the country now. And they're doing everything they can to consolidate their power so they can never be thrown out of office. Again, that's how critical these next elections are. If anybody's not planning to vote in this next election, you're just committing suicide. But you're not just committing suicide for yourself. You're doing it for all of us as well.
And everybody needs to vote on the day of election, don't they, Trevor?
Yeah, don't do your mail and stuff. Vote on the day of election. It's harder for them to defile your ballot or throw it out when you do it that way. Yeah, there will be cheating, and I will say there's been a lot of states who have done some stuff that's going to make it harder to cheat, particularly Florida, but we cannot guarantee a fully fair election, that's for sure. So we have to overwhelm it, absolutely overwhelm it, so there can be no doubt about the winner.
Which I think is how Kerry Lake,
the winners.
Which is how I think Kerry Lake won the primary in Arizona.
Yeah. Well, see, she's a great voice for the future, you know, and this is what I've been saying. And things look very dark right now, but the greatest victories come from the darkest times, because that's when good people get off the darn fence and do what they should be doing. And Kerry Lake is that kind of person, because she has stood there watching what's happened and thought, this is enough. I'm going to get involved. And I'm seeing this all over the country, grassroots GOP, new groups springing up, new church groups springing up of good people who've sat at home for 2 years, reading their kids' school textbooks, watching their cities burn, watching their economies wrecked, watching their elections stolen, and have finally woken up to the fact that we could lose this country. So there's a real, real surge out there. And we've got to make sure that surge is victorious in the election and elections in the future, because this is our last shot, I believe.
I agree with that. Look at this headline. Turkey aims for CSO membership, joining China, Russia, and Iran. So they're going to make that red-green axis even stronger.
Well, I've been saying for some time that Turkey is not a reliable NATO ally. It has the fifth biggest army in the world. It's a very valuable part of NATO, but for many years it's been working to get closer to the Russians and our enemies. The SCO, the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, is a military, political, and economic alliance run by Russia and China. So here you have Turkey throwing in with the evil axis. That's essentially what it is, what Ronald Reagan used to call the evil axis, that is Russia, China, and Iran, is now going to be joined by Turkey, which is one of the biggest militaries in the world. India is part of SCO as well. India is sort of facilitating, you know, is India going to go with us, or is India going to go with them? Well, if we're weak, India's going to go with them. If we're strong, India might go with us. Where does that leave Japan? Where does that leave South Korea? You know, what we're seeing now is a whole change in the world balance of power in favor of the evil axis. That's what we're seeing. It's on an economic scale. It's political. It's military. It's all of it. You know, this is aimed to be the final blow to bring down America. It's as serious as people as we can get.
Oh, I can't get. Yeah, it is absolutely. Look, when I'm getting phone calls from retired FBI agents, as I had a phone conversation tonight with one of them, and these guys are worried about the country. These guys are not convinced they're not on the radar of the current FBI as former FBI agents for simply being for just being patriots, doing nothing illegal.
Yeah. Look, wanting borders, trying to form patriotic groups, trying to get behind patriotic candidates, that is a crime now. That's a crime against the people because the revolution represents the people. You know, this is when Biden says we're a threat to democracy. You got to understand what a Marxist thinks of democracy. Democracy is rule by the people. Well, who are the representatives of the people? The communists are the representatives of the people. So democracy to the left is ruled by the communists. That's what that, you know, the German Democratic Republic, East Germany, the North, the Korean Democratic Republic, North Korea. Their version of democracy is way different than ours. And when Biden is talking about democracy, that's what he means. He means Marxism.
And we're a threat to democracy. We're a threat to Marxism.
Exactly.
Trevor, let's look at this article. You mentioned Germany. German producer price post record jump, adding to inflation. Produced prices of industrial products rose by 45.8% compared to the same month last year. I think the catastrophes in Europe, they're coming here. We've already started to see it here. Do you think I think we're in super inflation now. I've been saying it for several months. I do think we're headed to hyperinflation. I don't know how else we could avoid it. And I think they could use that kind of crisis to flip us to a digital currency. And we saw again this week, or last week, a week ago today, a paper coming out of the White House that shows they may be closer to going to a digital dollar, digital currency, or a central bank digital dollar than we may think. What are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, I think that's definitely on the cards. The only way they can get out of the huge pile of debt they put on us is to inflate their way out of it, or basically just start up a whole new currency and say, well, you know, declare bankruptcy and start a new currency, really. But the digital currency is, that's the end of cash, that's the end of privacy, and it's the end of freedom, because what they can give you, if they can control your money electronically, they can decide what you buy or what you don't buy. They can decide when to cut off your accounts and when not to cut off your accounts. And that's how do you maintain a free society under those circumstances? How do you ever challenge the government again? How do you organize a political movement when everybody's terrified of having their bank accounts cut off and being starved to death? This is, again, I keep saying, this is serious stuff here. But it's all of this can be stopped. You know, it can be at least temporarily by Americans getting involved in the upcoming election.
Do you think
the Republicans have already promised straight off to immediately abolish the 87,000 new IRS agents that could that Biden's planning to employ? You know, elections make a difference. The Trump election made a huge difference, and we got to win this one to set it up for Trump or DeSantis in 2024.
And who do you think it'll be?
I think at this stage it'll be Trump, but you never know. You know, health issues could arise. You know, the only two people in it are Trump and DeSantis, really. You know, other people might be sniffing around the edges, but the only two that'll get the public support needed are Trump or DeSantis. And it's really for, you know, Trump's to lose. The only thing would be if Trump gets convicted of something or there's a major health issue or something like that. But either way, we've got a clear way forward going into 2024 if we can keep the country together and free till then. That's our challenge.
Wow. So let me ask you in conclusion, Trevor. Biden, you know, saying, well, we're not going to let Russia do this, and we're not going to let China do that. And if they do, we're going to do this. Do you think that if this guy's controlled by the CCP, what if his job is to get us into war so that they can beat us and kill us and win? So if you're controlled by the CCP, destroy the military, COVID shots, you don't get them, you're out. Give them to the troops so they're sick. Fill it up with transgenders and all this other stuff. Have a military stand down so you can't promote, and they find out you're a patriot, you're gone. If you don't jump in with the LGBTQ agenda, you're gone. Purge the military. Weaken the economy. Open the borders. Flood the borders. Expand the money supply. Create massive inflation. Put the food into a crisis with just-in-time inventory. All that they're doing, creating this massive chaos. Now we're all thinking about, oh my, look at all this happening in this country of ours. This is a perfect time now for China to go do something to Taiwan, for Russia to do something, and Biden has an Oval Office address, if he can read the teleprompter, and says, well, you know, I drew a line, and I said we're going to do this. And, of course, this has all been acted out. Each side knows what the other's going to do. It's all been planned. And now he'll go and engage them, get involved, so that they can then clean our clock. Because everybody from the late Peter Pry to many others that I deal with tell me that we cannot defeat the fifth and sixth generation technology of China and Russia. And we certainly can't fight a two-theater war. We're giving away our strategic oil reserves that I thought was supposed to be for our military. I guess turns out we're sending it over to China.
Well, exactly. If Biden was a fully paid-up Chinese agent here to do to wreck the economy, wreck the military, and prepare this country for enslavement, what would he be doing differently?
Exactly.
It's hard to imagine. There's nothing. Yeah. So we must assume the worst there. But not everything goes the way of the enemy. Putin hasn't had it all his way in Ukraine. China's had some big problems economically, you know, and the patriots are rising in this country. So we're going to need God's help to get through this.
Amen to that.
But we have to be God's agents. We have to be brave and courageous, making a stand and fighting for our country.
So if you're going to make predictions, if you were to make a prediction, Trevor, what do you see this November bringing?
I see this November bringing a substantial victory for the Republican Party in the House, a narrow victory in the Senate, and I think the bringing to power, bringing to office of a whole bunch more Marjorie Taylor Greens and Lauren Boberts and Carrie Lakes and patriots.
Do you think that positive. Congress is able to get something done, actually do something? Or will it be
run by the
Mitch McConnells and the McCarthy types?
No, I think this new breed will not tolerate Mitch McConnell at all. Mitch McConnell has to go. Has to go. And I think there will be huge pressure on. I think the Republican base is just itching to get in there and start cleaning house. And we have to give them the opportunity to do that. 70% of the RNC now are MAGA or Tea Party folk. It's never been that high. The rhinos are still hanging on to power, but I think their position will be weakened after the election. And I think this is our way forward. I can't see any other way forward. If there is, please tell me.
Right.
But we've got to work on what we have in front of us. And we've got to work like crazy, and we've got to, you know, as they say, act like God was in control and work like he wasn't, he isn't, you know. Because we're not going to get saved from our own idiocy. We're not going to get saved from our own laziness and slackness. We'll get help if we work hard. That's how it worked in the American Revolution. That's how it's worked in any other time in history. It takes people with faith and courage to make bold stands, and then the miracles happen.
Indeed. All right, let's show his book cover one more time, Logan. His new book is coming out, or do you want me to show it, Logan? I can show it. Oh, it's up there. There it is.
Security Risk Senators.
And they can start the pre-orders right now at trevorlowden.com.
Yeah. Yeah, trevorlowden.com. And be careful, because sometimes if you Google trevorlowden.com, Google forgets my IP address. So you might have to put it in the search bar at the top of the page. But you can go there. All my books are there. Movies are there. But this is my new one. I'm very proud of it. It'll shock people. 15 senators profiled. The next one will profile another 15. This is Kyrsten Sinema. This is Mark Kelly. This is Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff and Mazie Hirono from Hawaii. And a whole bunch of names you'll see on the TV every night. They're all suspect characters. All of them would struggle to pass any form of background check or get a security clearance at any level whatsoever.
The one from Hawaii, is that the U.S. Senator just said that we need to literally, this needs to literally be a call to arms against the pro-life movement?
Yes, it is, yes.
People say she's dim-witted, that she's just not real bright.
Well, I don't think she's the brightest bulb in the thing, but she has power. Mm-hmm. She has influence. She shouldn't be there, but, you know, Hawaiians keep electing her because Hawaiians don't know just how bad she is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these Democrats, you know, these senators, they've got to put an image forward. They, you know, Kyrsten Sinema has a lot of people thinking she's sort of semi-conservative. When she was working with the Communist Party for years, the Communist Party elected her in 2018. So she's still in their camp. You know, she's playing the Hillary Clinton line. Extreme radical, let's be moderate, let's go down the middle of the road and let's become president. All the while with a communist agenda.
And Trevor, how many pages is the book?
It's about 400.
Wow. All right. Folks, get a pre-order. Support Trevor. He's a great guy. He doesn't have to be here. He could be back in New Zealand if he wanted to, but he's here and he's trying to help us save the country. I don't know. You might want to think about going back to New Zealand, but maybe it's not any better over there.
Look, if America goes down, the Chinese will have New Zealand in a heartbeat. Look, I'm a coward, Brandon. If there was a safe place to be, I'd already be there. But this is it. This is it. America's the last stand. We got to win here, and we can win here.
TrevorLoudon.com. Don't put it to a search engine. They don't want to acknowledge he exists. So just type into the top of the toolbar up there, TrevorLoudon.com. TrevorLoudon.com. Trevor, you're great. We like you a lot. We're thankful for you, and we hope people will support your work and get educated by this great new book of yours.
Well, thank you. It's always an honor to be on, Brandon, and thanks for doing what you do. You're one of the lone voices out there who actually tells it like it is, and there's a great power in that. So thank you.
You're very kind. We look forward to having you in studio as soon as you're ready. You tell us, we'll put it on the calendar, have you in for a whole day of filming on that book, because I want to devour it and then shoot questions at you.
Great. Sounds good to me.
Thank you, Trevor.
Have a
great weekend.
Copy soon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's Trevor Loudon.
Thanks to the audience.
Yeah, thank you. TrevorLoudon.com. Check out his website, TrevorLoudon.com. We go to Annie Cyrus. Disturbing news coming out of Iran tonight. Sad news. Hopefully Annie can get through it. I talked to her earlier this morning. She couldn't get through the conversation without breaking up and crying. That's her homeland, and she's very disturbed by what's happening to the people there. So very, very, very troubling and heartbreaking story coming out of Iran. But maybe some good news amidst that. So there's some good news there, too, I think. Annie will join us in just a second. Then we'll be joined by Sharona Bishop. You got to see this, folks. You got to see this. All right, look at my screen here, if you would, folks. What do we got going on? This is how you support us, folks. The most comfortable mattress topper you ever owned. Save 50% at MyPillow.com and you use that promo code B66. Towels at work, what a concept. Look at this, folks. As low as $19.98. Regularly was $44.99. Now $19.98. This is a huge deal. I don't think they've ever done this price before. So this would make a great gift for someone for Christmas. I mean, I'm all about practical. And I'll tell you something. As we go into superinflation to hyperinflation, more and more people are going to be giving practical gifts because these are going to be necessities. But I would pick up a bunch of these, even for yourself. Put them away in the back of a linen closet for future use, because when your towels finally wear out and you need new ones with hyperinflation coming, and I think that's where we're headed, you're not going to get a three-piece towel set for $19.98, I doubt. Not this quality, that's for sure. Housewarming gifts, wedding gifts, college kids, whatever. Check it out, Christmas gifts. This is a huge sale. Normally almost $45. Now just $19.98, under $20. Look at this one, the biggest bed sheet sale in MyPillow history. As low as $29.98 when you use that promo code B66. Use that promo code B66. You get savings, we get credit. That's how we fund this. The guaranteed the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, $19.88. The slippers, $49.98. Those are awesome. I love them, love them, love them. All right? And then don't forget about going over to mystore.com, the home for entrepreneurs. You can get the MyPillow coffee. You can get the MyPillow coffee. Or the MyCoffee. Why am I saying MyPillow? You can get the MyCoffee at mystore.com. Use that promo code B66. You'll save up to 25%. You can get it in the whole bean and grind it yourself, or you can get it already ground. You can also get the coffee pods, as you see there, those coffee pods right there. All right. But while you're there, you can check out all the other items for entrepreneurs. Okay? There's my all-natural energy and health drink, Extractgevity. Developed this several years ago. This is an all-natural energy and health drink. Now, you don't have to take my word for it. You just go and do your own homework on the benefits of grapeseed extract, red wine extract, bilberry extract, pine bark extract, red wine extract, and it's got vitamin C as well. Loaded with antioxidants. I hope we all by this time know what antioxidants do, right? So this is an all-natural energy and health drink. Not only can you take this in the morning, but 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you start getting a little groggy. All-natural energy health drink. 30-day supply. It's a powder. Put it in water. Stir it up. I've been taking this for years and years and years. Developed it with an FDA-approved facility. And you got to check it out. It's over at mystore.com. Use that promo code B66 to save. Let me give that disclaimer. As always, it hasn't been evaluated by the FDA. It's not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease. All right, keep on going down the list here. You keep seeing all these other great products by entrepreneurs. Just keep clicking show more products. And they just keep popping up. Show more products, all right? And there's pages and pages and pages of the products. This is the home for entrepreneurs. Use that promo code B66. You get savings, we get credit, and you're helping the work of Mike Lindell. All right? Please do that. Let me go over here real quick. WVWTVstore.com. Wait a minute. WVW went the wrong place. WVWTVstore.com. All right, there we go. WVWTVstore.com. Click on emergency food supplies. We just had a huge shipment come in. 9 pallets. 9 pallets just came in. All right? And when you click on all supplies, you'll see that we have the 72-hour test kit if you want to try it. 4-week, 1 year. We have the 6-month, 3-month. You're not buying a pig in a poke. Just click on it. It'll give you all the details, all the calories, all the information. Like the 1 year is 24 buckets and 12 boxes. All right? Takes our guys a little while to pack that up. But I would get your order in. I have no idea what these nut jobs are planning. They're globalists, but they appear to be planning something. You see that there's talk now of ordering up a massive amount of COVID test by the Biden regime. Give me a break. What are they planning? I don't know. But again, you might want to be ready. 25-year shelf life. It actually tastes really, really good, folks. It really does. So check that out at WVWTVstore.com. It's a big part of our general operating budget. We've been distributors of emergency freeze-dried food since 2016. I've had it on hand for my family since 2013. If you want to order it by phone, you can do that, 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357. While you're there, look up here at the top. Click on Worldview Weekend General Seats. You can find out about our Ozarks Worldview Weekend coming up in about 3 weeks on beautiful Lake of the Ozarks. Isn't that gorgeous? Beautiful Lake of the Ozarks. We've got a great group of speakers. Starts on Friday night, October 14th at 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Saturday starts at 8:30, goes to noon. You have 4 hours to go do what you want, unless you're going to come to the luncheon that you can get tickets for at our cost, because we're not padding the concert Thursday night or the luncheon on Saturday with any profit. That's just our cost. Then we start back up Saturday night at 4, go to 9. Sunday morning worship, 9 to 11:30, and you're out. Great lineup: Peter McCullough, Brandon House, Mike Lindell, Roger Stone, Patrick Wood, Annie Cyrus, Lee Merritt, Andy Woods, Leo Holman, Karen Kingston. Make sure you have your hotel reservations there. If it's full, if the resort's full, I don't know, I haven't checked. There's plenty of other places to stay. Don't let that stop you from attending. If you want to order your Ozarks tickets over the phone, you can also do that by going to the phone number. You can go to 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357. All right, let me see if Annie sent me any graphics or anything for tonight, Logan. And we'll welcome Annie. Annie, welcome back to the broadcast. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Brandon. I actually didn't send you any graphics
okay.
for tonight.
All right, tell us what's going on today, Annie, in Iran.
Sure. So officially, internet is completely shut down. There are maybe 100 people with access to VPN who are still sending out reports and videos, but average Iranians just don't have any more access to internet. Instagram has decided to shut down any posting about Iran, including our accounts that are posting what we can. The accounts are active, but every time we post something, they remove it or they block it. So Instagram has officially joined the Islamic Republic of Iran's regime to silence the fight for freedom. At this point, honestly, Brian, I would say it does look like an absolute revolution. But my biggest fear is, even though it's picking up some attention by mainstream media, but just like 2009 and 2019, I'm afraid in a couple of days, some celebrity or big politician is going to drop dead and all attention is going to go that way so they can go dark on people of Iran. But videos are coming out. People are repeatedly saying that they have 3 weeks of gathering is scheduled ahead of time. They're not giving up. They're not stopping, even if they go quiet because they don't have access to internet. They're asking everyone to be their voice, keep on repeatedly posting their videos, posting their hashtags. If we get any videos from them, we will post them. By we, I mean myself, Masih Halinejad, Iran International, Manoto TV, the only reliable sources that will not twist the truth. We will keep on posting what we get, and then you can grab it from there, repost it for them. There are then, of course, number of injuries are up to past 3,000 people injured, past 300 people dead. The original reporter, the journalist, Niloufar Hamidi, the original girl who actually followed Mahsa to the hospital and reported that she's dead, has been arrested this morning, our local time.
Let's make sure our audience understands. There was an original girl. We showed pictures of her. Maybe I can go back and grab those out of your email from me the other night. The original girl who was visiting from another part of Iran had too much hair coming out from underneath her hijab, right?
Yes, and she was arrested by morality police. Her name is Mahsa. Mahsa Amini, who's the main hashtag that's trending right now. She was beat up.
Here we go.
She was transferred to the hospital.
So this is kind of how she had her hair, and it was showing too much hair.
Yes. Okay. She was showing neck and hair.
And they ended up beating her up, and she died?
Yeah, she went to coma. From there, she died. The regime is still claiming she died of heart attack because she had an underlying condition. But another brave nurse from one of the hospitals has actually released her head scan. And you can see that her skull is bashed. It has been confirmed. It's out there. We're spreading it everywhere. She died of some sort of heavy object repeatedly hitting her on the head. And that is what they do. They grab you by your hair. They twist your hair around their head. And they bang your head because you're showing hair. So it's consistent with how the morality police does it. However, the original journalist, the young girl who reported Mahsa's death, her name is Niloufar, she has been arrested, taken into an unknown detention center. Nobody, including her family, knows where they took her. So we don't know, but I want to just put a shout out there to any American who complains about equal rights or lack of rights. You got your First Amendment as of today. You are not being arrested for reporting, being a journalist. You can say whatever you want to say, even if you're lying about the truth. So stop complaining and start reporting the truth about the young girl who was brave enough to report a death of a fellow woman, fellow Iranian, fellow human, knowing at some point she was going to get arrested. Now she's gone. We don't know where she is. I will try to get more information on her, but as of right now, she's been arrested and taken into custody.
Logan, can I just text you Annie's tweet from earlier today? Can you put that on the screen, please? Annie, so you're telling me that tonight, I guess we can't find a whole lot of video footage of it, but you're telling me that in Iran, the folks are in the streets. There's a lot of them in the streets. They're continuing to burn. The ladies are their hijab. And what they want is they don't want to live under Sharia, Islamic law. They want to be like America. There's your tweet from today. This woman that's now missing that reported initially on this young woman they beat to death for letting her hair come out from underneath her hijab. She's the original one to report on it. She's now been taken into custody, and Annie's reporting that we don't know her whereabouts. So the people tonight that are protesting, what they're protesting is Sharia, Islamic law, correct?
They are, to be very specific, they are protesting Islamic leadership of Iran, being Khamenei, including that they are ripping his pictures from every billboard, every sign. They are literally chanting death to Khamenei and ripping his pictures and burning them. So at this point, it is Sharia, it is dictatorship, and Khamenei directly. This is the second time that people of Iran are openly chanting death to Khamenei on the streets. Last time was November of 2019. This is the second time. They want him and his minions, as they chant, gone and leave people to be. But something happened that, starting yesterday, as I said, it went from an uprising to full-on revolution today. The people who were killed yesterday morning our time, local time here, one of them was a 10-year-old girl. She was shot from behind. She wasn't part of the protest. She wasn't removing her hijab. She was walking the street to go home. She was dead in the back. She was shot in the back and was killed. That was, I think, the last, very last push people needed to just, they have burned 4 morality police departments in 4 different states. They have burned one of the city halls in one of the neighbor small villages or towns around Tehran. So at this point, people are done. They're burning down government and police-related buildings.
What percentage of folks in Iran, Annie, are Islamist?
Truthfully, by choice, I'll say maybe 12 to 15%.
That's it?
Yes.
The rest would be what? Coptic Christians? Nothing?
Majority. And I'm going to say this, but I want to make sure that our audience don't change their mind for praying for them. Just understand them for time being. Majority are atheists because they are done with religion. Whatever is rest, I would say about probably 40% atheists. The remaining 42% of population are Jews, Baha'is, and Christians. Mm. But majority of that group are the Christians.
Annie, you're from there. You're born there. I think our audience knows by now that you were sold by your own dad as a sex slave. I mean, how else can we... they say child bride. That's just not really the right way to say it, is it? Child bride? Would sex slave be more accurate description, Annie?
I would say yes, because it's inhuman to say child bride, because a child should never be a bride.
Of course.
The word child bride is inhuman itself.
Mm-hmm. So you finally escaped. You were physically abused, obviously, as well. I think this guy kind of used you as a punching bag from the public stories you've told. I'm not saying anything out of school here. She's talked about this publicly. You were thrown into Sharia court and jail. You're beaten because your hair would come out from beneath your hijab. You skip and sing on the streets. You finally made it with the help of your grandmother out of Iran through Turkey. Had to wait for several years, came to America, didn't know the language, worked at McDonald's, learned the language, and today you work for us. So, even though you've been here quite some time, you have 20 years. You still have a real strong affection for Iran, don't you?
I do.
Why?
I'm gonna break it down in... First, as a human rights activist, believe it or not, people of Iran for 2,700 years of history have always fought back, but they have always been alone. Never in the history of Iran or Persia do you see any other country ever helping, ever. I was on radio today, and I mentioned that I'm being attacked for covering the revolution in Iran. People are saying, how come you don't cover Ukraine? And I said, because Ukraine already received billions of dollars from America. Iran has received nothing except a red carpet and invitation for the murderer who put the order on them to be killed.
And he's still here, right? Is he still here?
He left this morning with his entire team. And funny enough, there was an actual truck, a giant truck, taking their stuff to the airport, which you could see an Iran international reporter reported showing the packages of all the souvenirs they have purchased from Chanel and Giorgio Armani and all that for their family members taking it back home. Yes, they left this morning, which makes me even more nervous for two reasons. The moment he gets back to Iran, things are going to get tougher for people of Iran. Now he's not in America, whatever order he has placed here for us is going to start happening.
And now you say whatever order he has placed here. What? Explain to our audience what you mean by that.
Ibrahim Raisi is it's what's called as Hujjatul Islam. It's literally a step below a supreme leader level of leadership in Islam. In Islam, in order for average Muslims to commit any sort of jihad, they need a call by a leader. The higher the level of the leader, the faster and more Muslims shall follow. So I know for a fact he has left a couple of fatwas here before leaving. What they are, I'm pretty sure one of them is toward President Trump and his family. And I'm pretty sure there's at least one toward the Iranian dissident journalists who are out here screaming, who did put our name out there to oppose his entrance into the country.
That's you.
And then...
That's you.
That's me. That's Masih Alinejad. That's reporters of Iran International. That's us, yes.
This morning when you called me, or I called you, I can't remember who called who. Actually, you called me last night, and I was already retired for the evening. But I called you this morning. I saw the missed call. I called you this morning just to check to see. You had a difficult time talking. You're obviously emotional tonight. Why? Which is, I understand why, because I know your story, but I want to make sure our audience understands. What does this bring back for you? Is this difficult for you because of almost a PTSD type situation for you as well?
Yes. Part of the struggle is as I watch these videos or messages and try to translate them to the best of my ability, I see the pattern. When I saw Massa's head scan, as I explained, I knew it's true. I knew what they do to your face and your forehead and your head when you're not wearing the proper hijab. And as I see the morality police dragging these girls and women into vans, been there, done that myself. At a lot younger age, of course. But to be honest...
These vans, let me show this van. Here it is right here, Logan. We showed this the other night. So that's the morality van.
Yes. That is the morality police van that only people who make it... 99% of the time you see a woman and girl in there because, you know, there's more I don't know which one is proper English right now.
Restrictions
for women as far as hijab or what they're wearing. Sometimes you see guys in there because they might have like T-shirts with American slogan or American flag on it. They will be arrested because that's not allowed. But the other part that's bothering me, Brandon, is have you ever heard of survival guilt?
Yeah.
Mahsa Amini, or even the 10-year-old girl who was killed yesterday, or the 55-year-old mother who was killed yesterday, or the 23-year-old guy who was killed yesterday, it could have been me. If it wasn't for America to save me, I would be a 38-year-old woman over there, and you know me enough to know I would be on the streets. And it could have been me, but it's not, and there is not much I can do for him from here except, you know, tweet, text, Facebook, Getter, Truth, or do my show as much as I can when I can get through sentences without crying. That's all I can do for them. Of course, I pray for them, but it's not easy to watch this happen. And look how much the world is quiet. The world is so quiet. Even those who are reporting are twisting it or making it about something else instead of the truth. Or I do want to give a shout out to someone I am not a fan of at all, and I think she's a traitor. But for this move, Christian Amanpour of CNN, thank you. She refused to wear the hijab, so her interview with Raisi yesterday got canceled. Woo. I want to say thank you, Christian and Amanpour, for refusing to wear the hijab and mentioning I will not wear what God Massa killed. Wow. For that, I thank you.
Wow.
Yes.
Where's the good news in conclusion here? There's got to be a silver lining here. I mean, the fact that the people are in the streets, they're pushing back, that's good. But if America doesn't come to their defense, if America right now, if our CIA wasn't so busy in trying to help carry out a communist revolution in America, it was doing their job, the CIA would be over there helping these people get victory, right? So well, I guess my question is this going to be in vain like 2019? Or is there a silver lining here that this is maybe going to start something?
This is going to, it has already started something, and it could have a great news if we, the people, all the people across the world, put aside our differences and take an hour a day to be their voice. Remember, this is 2022. There is so many outlets that we can be there. It has worked already. If our hashtags and posts didn't work, they wouldn't shut down internet on them, would they?
No.
No. We're helping. Pray, pray, pray. I said it today on the radio. I'll say it again. My fellow Christians, people of Iran may not all be Christians, but they are in the darkest moment of their life. We have got to pray for Jesus to reach out to them today. They are in such a darkness. This is the perfect time for them to see the light. So pray for them. Be their voice. Put out whatever platform you have. Put out their hashtags. Talk about them repeatedly. Post repeated videos. It's okay. And then I want you to actually pick up your phone and call your representatives and let them know that not only they need to back down from Iran deal, but they do need to sign some sort of bill today under emergency like they did for Ukraine to help Iranian people.
Yeah, not the government, but the freedom fighters.
The freedom fighters, the people of Iran need help. Also, as of a few hours ago, few of the celebrity singers and soccer players have come out and joined the people, and they have called out on the military, not IRGC, the Iranian military to join the people. We have seen about four or five of them to put down their weapons and join the people. Pray for military of Iran to have guidance to do the right thing and join the people, because with them, we can most definitely win this.
Isn't it interesting that we're fighting a Marxist revolution and those people are trying to overthrow the Islamic regime? We're trying to deal with a Marxist regime in America. They're trying to do with an Islamic regime. That's the red-green axis. So in one way, we are united with the freedom fighters in Iran tonight because they don't want to live under Islamic tyranny, and we don't want to live under Marxist tyranny.
Exactly. And here's one thing I'm going to say, and I'll do my best to properly phrase this so I'm not misunderstood. And if I am, Brandon, help me. I want to bring us back to January 6th. I want to remind you of Ashley.
Ashley Babbitt.
Yes. I want to remind you, we were too quiet. Iran started with one Mahsa, two Mahsa, three Mahsas, until the last Mahsa was the last straw. Let's not wait too long until we have lost too many Ashley Babbitts before we try to show our government we don't stand for a slaughter of innocent citizens in our country.
Mm-hmm. I agree. In conclusion, Annie, isn't it interesting that I got to know Phil Haney, former Department of Homeland Security officer who passed away 2 years ago this February under very suspicious circumstances, as he told us would probably happen. What did he say to you about the fact that I'd be calling you? What did he say?
About you calling me?
Yeah.
Are you talking when he put you in touch for your documentary with me? Well, he called me and he said, I gave your number to a friend of mine who's making a documentary, and he's going to contact you. And honestly, my first question was, is he to be trusted? is that he's trusted enough for me to put my information on the shows I film with him, because I know he'll never back down or take down my my shows, even if they cut everything on him. I said, if you trust him with your information, I'll trust him with mine.
And I mentioned that because that introduction is why we're at where we are tonight. You're doing what you're doing for us, for the American people, for Lindell TV, for my network, WVW TV. You work for me, and you work for Lindell TV. You work for both organizations. We gave you your own show every day at 2:30. And I just think, look at how far we've come from a girl 20 years ago whose grandmother helped her get out of Iran through Turkey. You waited all those years, came to America, didn't know the language, worked at McDonald's, learned the language. And look at what God's been able to do with your life.
Yes, that's why I keep saying pray for people of Iran, because I know where they are, where the darkness is. And I was in that very pitch dark when I saw the light. And they are angry. I was angry. They were frustrated. They hate everyone. So did I. And that very moment, I saw the light. And I trusted God. And I followed whatever I stopped asking what his plan is. And I started trusting his plan. That means I'm part of it. So I'm doing what I can. And also, if it wasn't for America, I'll take it back to America. I'm happy I'm here. I'm safe. I'm sad I'm here. And I'm still fighting. I hope that makes sense.
Yeah.
So, fellow Americans, America has saved millions like me, and she still has a lot of work to do. But if we don't save her, she can't do what she was put on. That's the thing. Part of God's plan was for America to become its own country so it could save millions of people who needed saving.
And, of course, America introduced you to Christ through people like Phil Haney and Usama Dakdok. I remember Usama and Phil both talking to me about traveling with you. I think you guys were in Illinois or Chicago or somewhere, and they were with you for a couple days. And they talked to me, and they said, yeah, we've been sharing Christ with her.
Yes. Phil Haney, Usama Dakdok, Paul, which is a mutual friend of ours, they definitely walked me through that moment. And Phil Haney was the person who I called repeatedly at the beginning when I was so lost, I don't know what I'm doing. He was definitely the man I would call to help me through confusion, sometimes fear, sometimes doubt. He was definitely he wasn't just a friend. I don't know if I've ever said this publicly. Phil Haney was the closest thing I ever felt to a father. Mm. But he also taught me a lot about how to understand Bible and how to understand Jesus and how to fight the attacks that creates doubts in an ex-Muslim's mind. Mm. He definitely did that for me.
Wow. All right, Annie, we're going to ask our audience to pray for you and for Iran. And I think a lot of folks tonight are going to be sorry if they don't come to the Ozarks Conference and meet you in person and hear you speak in person. And we're looking forward to having you with us. It starts, I guess, 3 weeks from tonight, October 14th, 6 p.m. Central Time at Lake of the Ozarks. We're looking to have you there, forward to have you there. By the way, your crosses sold out the other night, didn't they?
Yes, we are officially out of inventory, and I have had some people texting, emailing, asking, but there will be more. But in the meantime, there are other items on my store. Crosses aren't the only items I make, so still check out the website and give me about a week or so. I'll have more inventory on crosses.
And what is the – I know your website is liveuptofreedom.com, but what's the art website?
LUTFstudio.com.
LUTFstudio.com. LUTF for Live Up to Freedom. LUTFstudio.com.
Yes, I do a lot of memorial pyramids. This white rose, as of right now, is for all the brave Iranian women who are fighting, and we're praying for them. So you may want to grab some of the pyramids to support Iranian women.
Thank you, Annie. Keep us posted. We'll get some updates from you definitely next week. And, folks, her show airs every day, Monday through Friday, here on Lindell TV at 2:30 Central Time. Thank you, Annie.
Thank you, Brandon.
Andy Cyrus checking in. Check out our website, won't you, folks? LiveUpToFreedom.com. Joining me now is Sharona Bishop. Sharona texted me this afternoon, said, can I join you tonight? I actually had a slot open. I didn't know who I was going to put in there. So I went back into the recording studio working on this new Christmas album. And while I was in there recording with our engineer and producer, she texts me and says, can I come on your show tonight? I thought, well, there was a reason. I guess I was supposed to fill that slot. Now it's filled with Sharona because she's got some very important news to tell us. Sharona, welcome to the broadcast. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, and congratulations on your part two of Brainwashed. Good grief. Fantastic work. And I'm grateful for you, Brandon. I'm really thankful that you did have the space tonight, because I think what's happening tomorrow is a game changer. There are lines in the sand that we just have to hold on to, and we can't allow others to cross them, and we have to take back territory. Tomorrow in Katy, Texas, a small rural community.
Wait a minute. I have held my Worldview Weekends in Katy, Texas several times. First Baptist Church of Katy, I've been there with my Worldview Weekend at least twice, and it was packed. I mean, it was full. I know where Katy, Texas is. That's a pretty traditional town.
100% it is, and we've been bringing a lot of attention to what's happening in their small communities. See, these satanic progressive globalists are targeting rural communities. That is their plan. That is what they're doing. Last summer, we saw them load people up and go rural town to rural town with Antifa, causing chaos and destruction with BLM and Antifa. Tomorrow, Antifa is expected to be there at this event as well to, quote-unquote, protect the drag queens who are going to be participating in the first Christian church's drag show for children.
Whoa. You need to repeat that. What did you just say?
Yeah, you heard me right. The First Christian Church of Katy, Texas is hosting a drag show for children inside their church. And I got to tell you, when I heard this, all I could think of was the abomination of desolation. When we have male strippers performing in front of children sanctioned by pastors in a church in a rural town that is God, guns, and country, we have a serious problem here, and we're not going to allow them to take this ground. We saw what happened to Roanoke. We saw Antifa out there with AR-15s, clothed with masks from head to toe. And we're not going to allow it tomorrow. So we will be praying. We will be worshiping. We will be protesting and contesting the use of a church for this kind of satanic behavior with children. Now, this is something that grown gay men have done under the cover of darkness in nightclubs. But the First Christian Church has decided it needs to be a public event for small children. And what is it funding? What are the ticket sales for? It's going towards something called the Transparent Closet. And it's everything you think it is. They've purchased niche clothing for children who are confused and want to identify as something else. They provide this clothing even if the parents are not willing to help this child do that. That's exactly why they have the closet, is to usurp the parent and give these children what they think they need, which is a new gender, a new identity. So tomorrow is going to be a pretty unbelievable day. We've heard a lot already happening there. The University of Houston was passing out flyers saying that Nazis, that would be people like me, are coming to protest against this drag show at the First Christian Church, and are telling them to come with they said that they like diverse tactics to come against us. I don't know what that means. They also told them to wear masks. So I imagine we'll see an attempt at a repeat of Roanoke, Texas. But we're not going to allow it. There has to be a line. We let these male strippers into our libraries. We let them into our schools. And we are damn not going to be allowing we would be damned if we allowed these male strippers to come into our churches, parading themselves in our children, and call this godly, call this reverent, call this holy. And that's exactly what the First Christian Church is attempting to do tomorrow at 5:30 p.m. So we'll be gathering at 3 outside of the church there, literally right in the grassy knoll right in front of that church. And we will be protesting. We will be praying. Hispanic Action Network, Pastor Martha will be joining us. Victory Network, Pastor Kingsley will be joining us. Multiple churches in the area will be coming out to pray, of all ethnicities, of real diversity, because we're not going to let these Satanists have our children, and we're certainly not going to let them do it in a church in broad daylight.
Look at this. I just searched it online. There it is. It says, look at this awesome lineup. Tickets for 18 plus show are almost sold out. Grab your tickets ASAP. Saturday, September 24, 2022, 5 p.m., all ages. So at 5 p.m., it's all ages. And then at 8:30, it's adults. So at 5 p.m., all ages. Look at that. General admission includes the bingo cards, and then you got the drag queens on there. And this is making news because here's what the headline is. Katy Church plans drag bingo event for children with satanic drag queen convicted on charges of conspiracy to murder 20 classmates. What is that about? What does that mean?
Yeah, that's exactly right. The drag that they chose to come to their church to perform this drag show for these children is a man who was, he was charged with attempting to kill 20 of his classmates. And here he is. You can see him all over Instagram, on social media, and his outfits, what he does is absolutely satanic. I mean, he wears the pentagram. He does displays of cannibalism, eating the partner that he's doing this display with. It's very gory. It's very blood and guts. It's not even cute drag, you know, if there is such a thing. It is demonic drag. And this church literally reached out to this guy and is promoting this. He's also made rounds in Colorado, this drag queen has. He was chased out of Montezuma County, hats off to them, and then he attempted to go to another county that did receive him on the eastern slope. But this guy is getting around, and I'm just wondering, where's his funding coming from? We've been looking into that also. Where is the money coming to make September another Pride Month across the country for these radical LGBTQIA organizations that are now infiltrating our churches? And we have some thoughts on that, and I'd love to come back on and talk to you more once we've got that nailed down. But this is a really, it's happening all over America. Churches all over the country are hosting drag shows in their churches tomorrow, September 24th, which starts the holy days for the satanic festivals.
Oh, wow. Now, Epoch Times is reporting that the Texas Church bingo event drops drag queen involved in school shooting plot. So have you heard anything about them dropping him but keeping some of the other drag queens?
Well, actually, I'll tell you the real story of that. They did not drop him, to my knowledge. What he has said he's going to do, and he has actually spoken to some of our people, he said he will be coming in drag and sitting on the front row, and he'll engage as he believes he should. So they're not dropping him. That was for media. That was because people were absolutely outraged once they read this. But here's what they did next. They actually started refunding ticket sales back to people who had purchased tickets for this drag show. So my thought is, of course, you know, they want to be covert now because it is getting a little bit hot. We did alert the sheriff's department 2 weeks ago. We let them know about the lewdness of this behavior. We let them know about the performer and what he was going to be doing, what he had been charged with previously. Today, we let them know about the threats by Antifa and the work they were doing at Houston University and rallying people up to commit violence. We're not there to commit violence. We're there to use our First Amendment right to protest something that we see as sexualizing and abusive to children while using a church to do it. You know, it's a hard pill to swallow. You know, we've always heard of stories of sexual abuse and grooming throughout, you know, religious circles and all of that. But the thing that really sets this apart is they're doing it in broad daylight. They're not even trying to be covert. They're not even trying to hide it. They're trying to serve it up to you on a virtue platter saying you must support this event to support the LGBTQ community. And if you don't, apparently you are a Nazi. It's the same gaslighting all over again. But tomorrow, I just want to ask your viewers, I know that your viewers are spirit-filled and they believe in the power and act of God. And we are asking for believers to be praying with us tomorrow, to be fasting with us tomorrow. This is ground we cannot allow these Satanists to take. They cannot go into a church called the First Christian Church and perform this kind of devious demonic acts on children. We cannot allow this.
And, of course, this is not a church that does not – they can call themselves an auto garage if they want. I mean, they can call themselves – this is not a church. It doesn't meet the biblical definition of what a church is. I mean, the church, ecclesia, called out ones. These people are not called out. They're in the world. They're of the world. So I want to make it clear to my audience, this is not a real church. This is not a church. I mean – there's the satanic church, the quote, but this is not a real church. Number one, is certainly not Christian, so they call themselves the First Christian Church. This is ridiculous. Again, a Christian is someone who is a Christ follower, a follower of Christ, a disciple. These people are not disciples of Christ. They're disciples of Satan, clearly, if they're allowing for this to happen. Here's what I would also ask the audience to pray about, and that is that no harm comes to anyone tomorrow. Because I'll tell you my big concern, Sharona, whenever this kind of stuff goes down, particularly in the state of Texas, The Biden regime would love nothing more than some provocateur to go in there and do something, particularly with a weapon, that would say, look at the crazy Bible-toting Southern Christians, patriots. They are dangerous. They're intolerant. They're bigots and they're haters. And look what one of them did. And we would not desire that violence be portrayed or perpetrated against anyone, even these people we're talking about. We don't agree with them. We don't agree with what they're doing, but we don't want to see any violence. But I'm concerned about a situation like this being used by provocateurs to then paint, particularly people in the South. You know how they feel, this administration feels about the South, because the South is made up of a lot of Christians in the South, even if they're not, you know, people that follow true biblical doctrine or even really, you know, are living an active Christian life. There's a cultural Christianity in the South, and they respect it. They may not live it all the time in their own life, but they respect it. And there's a Judeo-Christian value system that a lot of them embrace. And I don't want to see the Marxists use this as an opportunity for some provocateur to do something which then paints Texas, the Bible Belt people, the Christians, the patriots, and then use it for gun confiscation and cracking down on real Christians and real churches. So I would invite our audience to really be praying that nothing happens there tomorrow beyond people just expressing their opposition to this. Are you concerned?
I don't think I'm concerned, because I agree wholeheartedly. And several weeks ago, our incredible churches and this network that we have started praying and fasting weeks ago. So this ground is going to be taken back. And you're right, this isn't a church. We understand that, but there is power in words. And they are definitely romancing and grooming families.
Absolutely.
They do a community pumpkin patch. I mean, what we're going to do tomorrow is we're going to commit this land. We're going to commit this area to the Lord. We're going to make sure that the people in the community know exactly what's going on, and they can do the work to drive this kind of darkness out. It's all about making sure that they don't do this without the public knowing, that they don't just get by with it. We don't want that to happen. We want everyone to know, and that they would be ashamed of their actions and of what they're doing. They need to be exposed. But I wholeheartedly agree with you. And I think, you know, we're going to have worship and prayer from 3:30 until 4:30, or from 3 to 4:30. We'll have a series of speakers who are going to be talking about their own experiences with this gender queer, this gender identity issues, and then conversion to Christ. So we actually have Kevin Witt, who's going to be joining us. And this man spent 20 years as a drag queen, living as a, quote, woman, and then came to Christ just a few years ago and has been nonstop telling and preaching the word since he found the Lord. And he's going to be there speaking about his experience, and many others who are definitely there to see people be healed and restored and brought back to the Lord, if ever there was any knowledge there. Otherwise, to shame them and convict them of what they're doing to children. This isn't right, and we're not going to stand for it any longer.
Absolutely. Well, good for you, Sharona. Sharona's show is on Lindell TV. Monday, Wednesday, Friday?
Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And I got to tell you, we have such a special guest on Monday's show. You might recognize him. He's the host of this show.
Oh, that's right. I am your guest on Monday. That's right.
You are my guest on Monday, and we're so excited and so grateful for you. I just, you know, a lot of times maybe I sound extremely passionate about what I'm talking about because we've seen the impact of this kind of ideology on children. And when a church quote comes around, or God is used, like we saw in Newsom, you know, the governor of California, using a Bible verse to support the murder of children, you know, love your neighbor as yourself, and somehow that condones abortion. We can't, as much as possible, we want to be salt and light, and that's where we're at right now.
Absolutely. Give your website, Sharona.
AmericasMom.net, and you can find us on all social media platforms and watch us on Frank's Speech. Amazing patriots that are on our show.
Absolutely. AmericasMom.net.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Sharona. Be safe. Let us know. We'll get an update from you on Monday on this.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. It's going to be glorious.
Thank you, Sharona. Sharona Bishop checking in. Pray for that tomorrow. Wow. All right, folks. Where are you going to get this kind of reporting? We've told you how you can support us. MyPillow.com, MyStore.com. Use the promo code B66. You can also just go and support my foundation, committed to proclaiming the truth of a Christian worldview. That website's wvwfoundation.com, wvwfoundation.com. And go and register for our Ozarks Conference. Starts 3 weeks from tonight, 6 p.m. Central Time, on beautiful Lake of the Ozarks. Full details at wvwtvstore.com, or get your tickets over the phone at 901-468-9357. Have a great weekend. Talk to you Sunday night for my Worldview class, Sunday night, 8 p.m. Central Time, right here. I've been doing it every night since 2015, 8 p.m. Central Time, Sunday night, for our Worldview class. Till then, I'm Brandon House. Take care.
Hello, I'm Brandon House. Have you watched Worldview Report? That is our new nightly Worldview broadcast. It's a 30-minute nightly television broadcast. It takes about seven of us 15 man hours a day to put this all together. You'll see what I mean and how quality it is when you watch it for free at WVWTV.com. That's our 30-minute new nightly news report. But you know what else we're doing? We're taking this and putting it at worldviewradio.com each day as an MP3. For those of you that want to just listen to it while you walk the dog, work in the kitchen, drive in the car, work out. So we're putting it up not only as a TV show, but as an MP3 as well at worldviewradio.com. We're also now taking my 90-minute live television show that airs Monday through Friday, Brandon House Live, and we're now posting that also as a free MP3 at worldviewradio.com. So you can listen to Worldview Radio, my daily radio show, as you have for years at worldviewradio.com. You can listen to my 30-minute nightly news broadcast as now an MP3 at worldviewradio.com. And you can listen to my 90-minute live television show now as an MP3 at worldviewradio.com. Now, not only are these all at worldviewradio.com, you can also watch them as a TV show at WVWTV.com. Now, here's the deal. Did you know we spend thousands of dollars a month in bandwidth, paying for the bandwidth for people to watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows for free? Not only that, do you know what it costs to keep a staff going that helps me with all this? Did you know that we also have a utility bill that is like $1,500 to $1,700, close to $2,000 a month? Because even in the Mid-South, pretty much have to keep the air conditioning going year-round or the servers could overheat. And we also are pulling a lot of electricity with our TV studio. So think about our utility bill, our insurance, the people we hire and have to pay to keep working on our team, the bandwidth we pay for, our broadband high-speed internet. You cannot believe the thousands and thousands of dollars it takes to do the television and radio programs we're doing at the quality we're doing them. Please go right now to WVWFoundation.com and make a contribution. WVWFoundation.com. You can also use our mailing address, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee, 38027. That's again, WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee, 38027. Thank you so much for your support.